This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The suspect in a burglary, vehicle theft, and multi-agency manhunt has been taken into custody by the Moffat County Sheriff's Office. 43-year-old Valentin Velez is the suspect in a stolen blue Dodge pickup with Wyoming plates last Friday. Officers received a tip that they saw the truck on Cedar Mountain. Multiple agencies set up a command post there, issued a reverse 911 shelter in place for the area. Law enforcement found the stolen truck and the stolen property, but not the suspect. Craig Police then received a tip about a suspicious man walking on County Road 7 in Moffat County. They made contact. The man tried to leave, but after a brief chase, they were able to get him in custody and arrest him. A loaded firearm was discovered, as well as suspected fentanyl. Velez will be charged with multiple charges and is next in court this Thursday. A wolf that visited a ranch property 12 days in a row in Jackson County may be headed to Wyoming. That's what the rancher says he's been told. Colorado Parks and Wildlife agents were at his property two nights in a row last week to try to haze the wolf away from the sheep and cattle. That second night, the wolf got into a fight with the rancher's three livestock guardian dogs, and the wolf was hazed with beanbag rounds and drones from CPW. It hasn't come back, and the rancher says he was told on Friday morning that the wolf was about 10 miles north of his house, headed to Wyoming. CPW does not share locations or specifics with media or the public. Colorado Republicans have elected former Rout County Treasurer Britta Horn as the state party chair. Horn is from South Rout County and will serve a two-year term as the party's GOP chair. At the reorganization meeting in Colorado Springs, Horn told members of the state central committee that she wants Republicans to move past the internal fights that have consumed the party. The 62-year-old Horn is currently a volunteer fire chief in McCoy. The Rout County Board of County Commissioners meets for a work session today. Scott Cowman will report from Environmental Health. Jean Levine has a report from the Council on Aging. Steamboat Ski Resort begins spring operations today. It means there are fewer lifts, trails, and resort restaurants through the last day of the season, which is April 20th. This weekend is the Cardboard Classic and Pond Skim. House and Hills now closed for the season. The return of the Rat Lake Pond Skim had everybody cheering for those trying to make it across the frosty pond of water at the base area Sunday. First place goes to 16-year-old Ethan Maines, a sophomore at Steamboat Springs High School, with a layout backflip out of the pond.
I knew that I just needed to go big, do something crazy. Did a huge laid out backy. Super sick, and stomped it in the flats at the bottom.
Ben Hofer was second. Kyler Butler was third. Molly Kleins was fourth. David LaPointe was fifth with a flip out of the pond.
Tried a front flip on the end and just backsplatted.
The Rout County Prom Closet is collecting formal dresses, both long and short of all sizes, to donate to high school students in Rout County for prom. Drop off your dresses to the Heart of Steamboat United Methodist Church before April 3rd, and those dresses will be free for any Rout County students. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.